Denny Warning,
face of men. How many times, Denny? How many times you been there?
I'm still using the palm olive gold, let alone all this skin stuff. Oh my God, this is great. This is fantastic insight into the former Australian cricket captain.
Exactly. Do yourself a favour, Denny Widler. Treat yourself to a bit of face of man action.
Well, I'll jump in on Uncle Loz's freebie.
If it's free, it's for me. Yeah,
We'll go and do a double. Line us up, Clarky.
Wonder if they can put two beds in the one room for you two.
Mate, they'll reject me when they see me at the door.
I will admit, actually, once I had a flatmate who gave me a voucher to a place like that once. And I went in there, and, you know, I'm a pretty hairy man. And I went, and you can pick a package. So I got a massage, obviously, as you do. Yeah. And I said, can you wax all the stuff off my back as well?
You got a hairy back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd you go?
Well, just in the weird spots. Yeah. Oh, I was pain. I couldn't believe it. It was the old school hot wax stuff. Oh, it was
these guys don't do that. Yeah, they don't do massage. I think they do laser. I think they do hair removal, though, you know? It'll never come back.
Yeah, well, I think that's where we need to graduate to. Anyway, rugby league. Rugby league.
Hair removal.
I
want to dig a bit deeper now, pup. The hair removal.
You'll take a couple of years for them to get rid of that hair off your body.
What's the hair removal like? Is it painful?
I've never had it done. Please. I would love to, though. It means I don't have to clip her anymore. I should get it done.
This is Daily Mail gold. Get the apps. They get it all here.
Oh, gosh.
We better talk some footy, Denny.
Now, Denny, crowd sizes. Firstly, now, Sunshine Coast Stadium, I saw they're going to reduce their crowd for the next Storm game. What's it going to look like, though, as we head towards the finals?
But it's going to be really interesting because obviously there'll be there's a strong desire to get the crowd size above the 25% or so that it's at the moment. And with the finals, you know, fast approaching, from what I'm being told, the NRL are watching, and so is the government, watching the numbers over the next 2 weeks. And the numbers over the next 2 weeks for the virus will determine whether we can have a crowd, first of all. Obviously, if it gets really bad, there wouldn't be a crowd, but... and then again, whether the size of the crowd can increase if the numbers are considered to be reasonable or under control. So the NRL is watching that space with some anxiety and some interest.
Danny, what's your take? We've just been talking a lot about Toddy Payton this morning. What's your take on his decision not to take the Warriors job? He obviously made it very clear that there's family and personal reasons. But do you think he's a chance of getting the Cowboys role?
I find it fascinating. And I didn't see the interview that he did last night on NRL 360. But it's a remarkable one because, first of all, let's deal with the Warriors. So he's turned down the top job of the Warriors. The Warriors were telling people, you know, pretty confidently they had Todd Payton up until about last Thursday, and they felt they had their coach. And now that he's made this quite a brave decision in these very uncertain times to knock back a job, first of all, I don't know how comfortably an incoming coach will come to the Warriors and have Todd Payton there as an assistant. Because that wouldn't be an easy situation for the new coach when he'd know that he was virtually the second choice behind Todd Payton. So I find that quite a delicate situation, and I know that Todd Payton might be able to put his ego to one side and all that sort of thing, but it's just the perception when it comes to that. So that would make it difficult if the Warriors would want to have him in an assistant role. Then going forward, yeah, Todd Payton, you would think he must have some kind of job, if it's not going to be at the Warriors, lined up elsewhere. He'll probably say he hasn't. But he is very well regarded at the Cowboys. I noted, I think it was a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, Peter Parr on your program indicated that the club were looking at someone who knew the way the club worked and their pathways. I don't know if you recall those comments. Yeah. But Todd Payton knows that. He's been at that club. I think he coached the under 20s there, and he had a role there. So it feels like he could be a good fit. And obviously he's well regarded because if he's being offered the Warriors job, he's obviously regarded as ready for a first grade coaching position. And the Warriors job now is something of an issue because As I said, with Peyton there knocking it back, they now have to scramble and look for a coach. And they have to get a coach who doesn't have a ticking time bomb on his shoulder, because it's such a volatile job, and you know, they're not guaranteed success. They're going to need to get a coach who's very secure within himself to handle that position and the barbs that are going to come with it, and potentially, if Todd Payton stays on in any capacity, Todd Payton being there.
Well, there's some talk in today's paper that Nathan Brown has been linked to the position, and I know in the early stages when they were searching for a coach, and this was just after Stephen Kearney had been sacked, that Nathan had ruled himself out of that position.
It's like, Laurie, I know that Nathan Brown has said that he doesn't want that job. So unless there's been a massive change of heart from Nathan, but again, it's the ticking. If Nathan fails at that position, it's probably his last job.
Yes.
So it might not be the right position for him, because it is a there are no guarantees when it comes to the Warriors. So I find it a little bit surprising that Nathan Brown is now the favourite. I can't give you a favourite. I know that the Warriors, as of yesterday, hadn't contacted Paul Green about the position, because Paul Green is probably, along with Shane Flanagan, the best credentialed non-contract, but the best credentialed person who could get that position, who may be available for a coaching job. I know Flanagan's got to deal with the Dragons and can't coach for a little while, so that rules him out. But Paul Green, he's a premiership winner. He hasn't got a gig. Obviously, though, I think Paul Green is hanging out for the Broncos job.
Yeah, it sounds as though Paul Green, he is. He's one of the high-profile coaches, and he's a guy that's won a competition. And you would think if Todd Payton told the Warriors last week that he knocked that job back, which was 8 days ago, you'd think that at some point, if they were interested in Green, they would have made that phone call. But it sounds as though they've identified their person and they want to go and see whether they want to accept the job or not. And if he doesn't, they'll move on with someone else. What's the latest with the West Tigers, Denny? Because I see that in today's Sydney Morning Herald that there was some talk around Michael Maguire and maybe some interest from the Cowboys.
Yeah, again, fascinating. I was only made aware of that yesterday, about some so-called interest or some rumours that the Tigers were concerned about. I find it hard to believe that Michael Maguire would walk out on the Tigers, knowing the sort of bloke that he is. You know him very well, Laurie. And if he's getting frustrated at the Tigers, I also can understand that, because he's got a roster there that's not totally his own, and he hasn't had the full control over how he'd like that team to be. I was talking with Paul Gallen on air last night at 100% Footy, and he said, the roster is what the Tigers, where they're ending up is what they deserve, basically, with their roster. He said that he doesn't think there are any players in that West Tigers side who would make it into the top four teams, which is quite a strong statement, given there are some quality players in that side. But he said that, that their roster just simply isn't good enough. And now, there's rumblings around Luke Brooks, and I felt like I had to address it with their CEO, Justin Pascoe, yesterday, because Brooks, who's likely to be picked this week, hadn't been getting a start. Coming off and having 20 minutes off the bench just wasn't really an experiment that was really working in a lot of people's eyes. And a couple of clubs had started to, sort of ask quietly what's going on with Luke Brooks, because a lot of people think he's a quality player. But the Tigers said to me yesterday that Luke Brooks is still their marquee player. He's the player that will be their halfback going forward. But it just is a weird message that's being sent at the moment, Laurie, where he hasn't been their starting halfback.
Yeah, I think that's where the Tigers are at the moment. They want to get consistency with their performance, and I think that if people aren't doing the job that's asked of them, then Maguire is prepared to make those tough decisions, and regardless of who it is, and he's trying to shake the joint up a little bit by getting players to be more accountable and more consistent in their performance. And I think that that's the way to go, because if they continually roll out the same squad, then they're probably not going to make the top eight this season. So he needs to do something a little bit different. And I think by doing that, it puts everyone on notice that, hey, there could be some big changes coming here if we repeat what we've done over the last couple of years, and that's been a failure to make the top eight. And that's...
Are those players good enough, though? I mean, are the players good enough?
I didn't have them in my top eight, no. I didn't have them in my top eight at the start of the year.
Hmm. Now, the Toronto Wolfpack, Denny, talk that, you know, the New York franchise could end up taking over their licence and end up in the Super League there next year. Where's this all going to land?
Yeah, it's more than talk now. There's been a memo put out by the English Rugby League where they're saying that Toronto are going to have to reapply for their position in the comp. And if there are new owners coming in, which they're obviously expecting now to happen, that the new owners, as part of their charter, will have to take on board all of the contracts that are in place and honour those contracts. And that means, I mean, we had Ricky Latelli on the news last night, and he's a couple of hundred thousand out of pocket at the moment. He's not getting his rent paid. Fortunately, he's going to end up with the Melbourne Storm. But he's owed a lot of money. I think his contract might be worth around $500,000 or $600,000 a year with Toronto. And a player like Ricky wouldn't have been earning that in the NRL. So he'd obviously want that money to come to him. Sonny Bill's promised, a $5 million deal next year. I don't know whether he's going to get that money either, but part of the charter is their contracts need to be honoured by the new owners, and that's going to be a big, big thing for anyone who wants to get involved with this team. And I mean, I love the idea of New York, and it sounds great, but you know, we can't even travel interstate really at the moment, so I don't know how any of that's going to work.
No, I'm a bit like you, Denny. I think it sounds great and sounds romantic, but how long before the costs just blow out and they realise that they're just throwing bad money in after bad money?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Isn't it? I mean, like, there's, you know, who makes money out of footy really? Which owners are really making money? And like, that would be a very costly exercise.
Oh, come on, can't you see them winning the Super League and a ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue there, and end up at the Empire State Building? The fans would love it.
They'd be saying, who are these blokes?
Yeah, exactly. Jason Saab, finally, Denny, where's he headed?
Yeah, well, there's a meeting today between Jason Saab's agent and the Dragons, where the agent is fully expecting, Mario Tartak is fully expecting that Saab will be told he can go elsewhere next year. And there are about half a dozen clubs who are interested. I keep hearing South's being tossed up there, the Tigers, the Bulldogs, so... clubs like that will obviously be very interested in Jason Saab, who has some real raw potential, which needs to be realised.
Just a couple of texts through here. Face of man is awesome, lads. Cheers, Dean. And imagine the cream Loz will need for that trumpet on his face, says the Brown Hornet. Tough crowd.
I'll keep your for you, Loz. Oh, I'm an easy get rid of a few of those blackheads, Loz. Don't worry about that.
On you, Denny. Thanks as always.
Thank you. Looking forward to my visit to that place.
Wilder.